Trump-Harris hold dueling rallies in North Carolina. Rocky Mount, North Carolina, a day after President Joe Biden appeared to call supporters of former President Donald Trump garbage. Democrat nominee Vice President Kamala Harris urged Americans to stop pointing fingers at each other during a campaign stop in Raleigh, North Carolina, on October 30th. At the same time, Trump held a rally in Rocky Mount, which is located around 54 miles east of the state's capital city. He called his supporters the heart and soul of the country and said that this election is a choice between whether we will have 4 more years of gross incompetence and failure, or whether we'll begin the greatest 4 years of the history of our country. Introduced in Raleigh by a former Republican voter who previously backed Trump, Harris courted conservatives reluctant to support the former president. "We know we have an opportunity in this election to turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump, who has been trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other," Harris said. Harris added that she will represent all Americans, including those who don't vote for me, and that the vast majority of us have so much more in common than what separates us. Harris said Trump is focused on revenge and personal interests while she will put country over party. If he is elected, on day one Donald Trump will walk in with an enemies list, Harris said. "When I am elected, I will walk in with a to-do list full of priorities I will get done for you, the American people." In Raleigh, Harris did not mention Biden's comments during an October 29th campaign call organized by Hispanic advocacy group Voto Latino. Chastising Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden earlier this week, where a comedian described Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage, Biden said, "The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable, and it's un-American. It's totally contrary to everything we've done, everything we've been." During an October 30th press briefing at the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Biden was talking about the comedian's comments and not Trump supporters as a group. In Rocky Mount, Trump reminded the audience of when then-Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton called his supporters a basket of deplorables in 2016. "Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage, and they mean it, even though, without question, my supporters are far higher quality than crooked Joe Biden," Trump said. "My response to Joe and Kamala is very simple. You can't lead America if you don't love Americans, and you just can't be president if you hate the American people, and there's a lot of hatred. North Carolina is a battleground state that both candidates covet." In 2008, Barack Obama became the first Democrat presidential candidate to win North Carolina in 30 years. Trump prevailed in 2016 and then edged Biden by 1.3% of the vote in 2020. Roy Cooper, a Democrat who has served as governor since 2017, spoke in Raleigh before Harris took the stage, as did Attorney General Josh Stein, who is running for governor against Republican nominee Mark Robinson. A 538 average of polls on October 30th showed Trump with a slight lead over Harris at 48.3% to 47.2%. According to the State Elections Board, more than 3.1 million people in North Carolina have already cast ballots during early voting, which ends on November 2nd. The western portion of the state was severely impacted by flooding and mudslides from Hurricane Helene, displacing many residents. The mountains of western North Carolina are considered a Republican stronghold. The 25 counties that compose the disaster area have 1.3 million registered voters. In 2020, Trump won 604,119 votes to Joe Biden's 356,902 votes in those counties, according to political analyst Ray Bonifay, who highlighted the region's importance in an October 18th commentary on Real Clear Politics. In Rocky Mount, Trump praised the early voting turnout in North Carolina and encouraged Republicans to just go out and vote. Earlier on October 30th, before departing for her day of rallies, Harris was asked about Biden's garbage comment. "Listen, first of all, I think he clarified his comments, but let me be clear, I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for," she said. Harris was then asked if she was concerned that voters would be offended. "I'm sincere with what I mean. When elected president, I will represent all Americans, including those who don't vote for me, and address their needs and their desires," she said. Trump told audience members in Rocky Mount that Harris and Democrats have insulted Republicans, for the past 9 years. They've bullied you, they've demeaned us, they've demonized us and censored us, and weaponized the power of our own government against us, Trump said. Kamala and her party have called us racists, bigots, fascists, deplorables, irredeemable Nazis, and they've called me Hitler. Trump said his father told him to never use the word Nazi and never use the word Hitler. Now we're called Nazis and I'm called Hitler. I'm not Hitler, the former president said. Trump vowed to end inflation and stop the massive invasion of criminals into our country and bring back a thing called the American Dream. He also said he would return America to energy independence and drill, baby, drill.